The Grand Victorian Inn in Park City has been nominated for the Best of the Baron contest at WCLUradio.com. WCLU News caught up with Karen Carroll, co-owner and operator of the inn. Here's that conversation. Wes Royce with WCLU Local News, and I'm in Park City, Kentucky today at the Grand Victorian Inn. And I'm here with one of the entrepreneurs of this location, Karen Carroll. Karen, tell me about Grand Victorian Inn and what it is you do here.
Okay. We are a 12-room inn. Anything 6 and above is an inn, and until it gets to 60, then it's a hotel. And we host special events, we host weddings and class reunions, all kinds of good stuff here. But in general, it's bed and breakfast. We have up to 24 guests that we feed breakfast to in the morning. And so we have an ADA accessible room, ADA ramp, and that is downstairs. Then we have Sweet Joy. It's a 2-room suite. It's kind of like a bridal suite. It's hand-carved, half-teaster bed in there. And then we have a king room downstairs, which is suite mints, and it has a claw-footed bathtub and a fireplace, so it stays busy year-round.
Awesome.
Yeah. So upstairs, there are 6 king rooms and 2 queen rooms, and everybody loves them. Each room's decorated individually, and they have fun picking them out on the website.
So you've been doing this for 10 years in this location now. What are some of the major changes you've seen just with the way people book and how people discover you all?
That's a good question. So we've always used Booking.com and Expedia, but now we have ResNexus, and they created a website for us, and it has gone through the roof because they're all linked up to our website. So next thing you know, they're booking on there, have better pictures of the rooms and such. And we're on Airbnb, but most people that want an Airbnb want their own little house, and this isn't it. So those are few and far between, but we do get them.
Interesting. Now, you all have had businesses in other places. What is unique about Park City?
Park City faces Mammoth Cave Street, straight out our front door, and a lot of the visitors come here for the national park. They also come for Corvettes, which is just 20 miles away. So when you're building a business, first thing's location, and the second thing is lighting. So we keep some lights on the porch and make it look quaint day and night.
And what do your visitors say about this place when they leave?
Oh, they love it, and they said, we'll be back.
Now, being nominated for the Best of the Barons contest, you being somebody that comes in every single day, and you do the best of your ability every single day that you come in, what's it feel like to be nominated for this award?
Well, I would love to be nominated for the award. We do work every day, and we do start out with being happy. So, you know, you start happy, you finish happy, and you love on people, and they enjoy that we're a good couple together.
You can still vote for Best of the Barons at WCLUradio.com. For WCLU Local News, I'm Wes Royce.